The New York City Police Department is preparing for a change in its top leadership, but its core strategy of neighborhood policing will stay. Incoming Commissioner James O'Neill is a champion of the Neighborhood Coordination Officers Program. It's used now in more than a third of all city precincts. WNYC's Janet Badman reports on how it's playing out in Washington Heights.
Proponents of neighborhood policing say it fosters personal ties between officers and residents to make the city safer. Mayor de Blasio explained it this way on WNYC's Brian Lehrer show.
You're going to know the officers on your beat. You're going to see them. They're not going to be in their squad cars. They're going to be on the street walking around talking to you. And you're going to see the responsiveness that that causes.
This part of the Heights near the 34th Precinct Station House is a cultural hybrid, predominantly Russian and Dominican residents. It's bordered by green space, while Broadway is its bustling spine, busy these days with vendors hawking slightly damaged back-to-school supplies like book bags.
This one here I sell for $3 because of Paquita damage.
Some residents have picked up on the neighborhood policing strategy and are getting used to seeing the same cops on the beat. Chelsea Jones works just a few blocks from here.
So have you noticed the same police officers in this area?
I have. Like, I've seen some of the same ones, and I've noticed that they've been trying to, like, branch out and, like, really communicate with people. It's become less of, like, law enforcement in terms of it just being, like, you know, a militia type thing.
Do they say hello to you?
Yeah, they usually say hello. Like, especially if you get, like, near the precinct. They're, like, pretty nice. They talk to you, ask you how your day is and stuff like that. So
nothing wrong with the bag. Just all you have to do is put crazy.
But not everyone has seen a difference. A few blocks north, Cesar Lopez has set up shop outside a Jewish community center. He's selling jewelry from his native Dominican Republic. He says, yes, he sees the officers walk by him, but
they never say hello. Only they pass by, blah, 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 that's it.
And he says he doesn't know them by name.
I live in Bennett Avenue. Like, it's a Jewish neighborhood. They pass a lot of times. But it's a different police always. It's not the same ones. I never saw the same one, never. It's a different faces.
And it's not just in-person communication that's supposed to be enhanced. Officers are supposed to give out their cell phone numbers and personally respond to emails they get from residents. Ebenezer Smith with the local community board says he's seen that happen, not just to him, someone in a leadership role, but also to store owners and other concerned citizens with questions.
You're giving power to people to deal with the police. That is a tremendous change when a regular citizen can call and have a personal relationship with an officer that knows his neighborhood. It's a huge power to that person.
But Smith says officers only respond to calls and emails while they're on duty. It's not like they live in the neighborhood. Many activists worry that neighborhood policing is really just another name for an unpopular NYPD policy called broken windows that was championed by outgoing Commissioner Bill Bratton. Activists say neighborhood policing takes power away from citizens. Donna Lieberman is with the New York Civil Liberties Union.
The term community policing has been code in some quarters for broken windows policing, you know, for an infusion of police who harass and abuse law-abiding New Yorkers or who are hyper-aggressive in enforcing low-level offenses.
By some accounts, broken window strategy is a form of neighborhood policing. The term's been around in some form or another since the 1970s, and it can appear somewhat vague, according to Peter Moskus, an associate professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
It hasn't been clearly defined. Community policing can mean anything, and, you know, they can have programs and it can run and they can call it a success and nothing ever changes.
Moskus says so far, the NYPD has used neighborhood policing as an isolated program, one he says cops often object to.
Community policing can easily be dismissed among some officers as sort of a hug-a-thug kind of policing.
When you look at crime statistics for the precincts in Washington Heights, not much appears to have changed. They're roughly the same as city crime trends overall. By fall, soon after James O'Neill takes over as commissioner, the neighborhood policing strategy will expand and will be in effect in just over half of all city precincts. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.